Good morning and welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for Thursday morning, June the 16th. We have Mr. Thompson and Mr. Richin that are both excused and out of town. Everyone else is here and accounted for. The first item on our agenda is to review items on the agenda for the June 20th regular council meeting. So, council, if you could please take a look at that agenda. After the consent agenda, the first item are a few liquor license applications. One for our event that we're co-sponsoring with the Shotoma Club on the 4th of July. We're all looking forward to that. Mr. Richins, thank you for your safe return from that trip that I just described that you were on.
It was awful. It was a struggle.
Okay.
The struggle was real.
But you are out of town Monday. We were just talking about that. Okay,
yeah,
so I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry. I was confused. I thought you were out of town already. Agenda item four are various purchase contracts.
Mayor?
Yes.
Maybe at the end of the agenda, we'd like to just give a brief presentation on 4A.
4A. Yeah. Okay, thank you. We'll come back to 4A. Any other questions on any of the purchase contracts under agenda item four? Agenda item five are various resolutions. Of note, obviously, would be agenda items 5E and 5F, which are calling for the election for the sales tax issue that we've been discussing for the last several council meetings. Agenda item six has to do with amending city code and setting a public hearing. And agenda item eight is, again, a receiving public comment and taking action on an ordinance involving a zoning matter. Council, any questions or concerns regarding anything on the consent agenda? If not, let's go back and get the staff presentation on agenda item 4A.
Mayor Joe will bring the council up to date on this item.
Good morning, Mayor, Council.
Good morning.
I'm Joe Sugihara, one of the assistant CIOs and currently the interim CIO for the IT department. So item 4A has to do with the Aspect-hosted phone system that supports our call center. This item is actually in two parts. So the first part is the SMS, or that's another term for text messaging, response system and mobile web, which will initially be supporting business services. The second part is a text-to-speech component that will be supporting the court initially. So the items, the information within the agenda itself tells most of the story, but there are a couple things that I'd like to point out. On the SMS or interactive text response portion, one of the nice things about that is that that piece actually will support somewhat of a natural language response. So I don't know if anyone's dealt with these before, but sometimes you have a pound in a code you have to type in. You have to remember the codes. This system will actually respond to some natural language inquiries, which we think will serve the residents a little bit better. It'll also support two-way conversations. And the use of this system actually could be expanded at some point in the future beyond the utilities uses to other areas of the city. The court text-to-speech item, one of the pieces that we wanted was the ability to have a more human-sounding voice. We just feel like that when people call in, that serves, that makes people more comfortable, especially when they're calling the court and wanting to pay a fine or do other things. The other thing that will allow us to do is support continuances, which is something that we used to be able to do in the old system, and we knew that when we converted to the new court system, we were going to be without that for a little bit, and now we're bringing that back. And in the past, continuances were the second most used feature in the system behind payments. So again, this is one of those things that we think will go towards serving the public a lot better than we have in the recent past.
Mayor and Council, it's just that we're trying to use the current technology to be able to interact with our customers on a variety of different levels, whether it's the courts or business services and paying off utility bills and other fines and fees. So I just want to make this aware, because this will be an enhancement for many of our customers going forward. So, thank you.
Great. Can I ask a few dumb questions? I'm not capable of asking anything but dumb questions on this topic, I'm afraid. But texting has become the way that I think most of us communicate nowadays, and particularly millennials. And so are we getting better at communicating or incorporating that technology into the way we interact with our customers, and that this is a step towards that? Would that be a fair way to describe
it? Yeah, Mayor, respond
via text message.
I get right now the text messaging is one way. I get a text message every time the city of Mesa, you know, has set up an account, and they text me when that bill is being paid. This will now allow the customer, though, to be able to text back questions. Is that right,
yes,
Joe?
Yes, sir.
Back. So right now it's kind of one way. It's the city through text communicating to the customer. This now will allow us that capability for the customer to text back, ask questions, make inquiries back to the city also.
That's great.
Yeah, and Mayor, to your point, I think this is an indication that, you know, one of our forays into trying to support what a lot of times we call multi-channel communications, just the ability to meet the residents where they'd like to be, where they feel most comfortable. And you are right. You know, when I communicate with my children, it's mostly via text nowadays.
Yeah. Completely off the topic, I think. Well, as long as we're on the topic, Mr. Luna. Yeah.
You know, I'm on the ITC committee for the National League of Cities. And one of the things that's come up is texting to 911. Because, as you know, millennials are starting to text, and they may not call 911, but they might want to just text. I don't know if that's a department you take care of, or is that beyond that? Is that something that we're going to be looking to in the future?
So I can't specifically speak to that because I'm not personally involved, but I do know that's a conversation that I've heard happening within that group. So we can, if you'd like, I can get together with that group and we can bring
yeah,
in.
Yeah, and that's the 911 system's done at a regional conversation, but and then there are some upcoming meetings and discussions about who should be managing that, about privatizing that or taking it, moving it away from local government. So that's an interesting conversation that we could ask about.
That was my off the topic question that I was about to ask is, I think there's a lot of millennials that they've got their Starbucks in one hand, and in the other hand, they can text in, oh, I just saw an auto accident at the corner. And that's just, it would be unusual for them to communicate any other way. So it would be fun to get updated on to what extent we can accommodate that evolving technology or just the way that people communicate nowadays. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that presentation. Next item on our agenda is item 2, information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Council, any questions regarding those items? Seeing none, item 3 is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. It's been moved and seconded. You can choose whichever one of those motions and seconds you'd like. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Hearing none, Mr. Brady, tell us about our schedule under agenda item 5.
Yes, Mayor. Just a couple of things. There'll be an audit and finance committee meeting Monday, June 20th at 4 p.m. Our next study session and council meeting will be following that on June 20th. Also, just for general information, during the budget discussions and recently we've had some discussions about a volunteer coordinator at the Mesa Natural History Museum. We'll be providing some information to you today in the city manager's update. I think we've been able to work out an opportunity where additional funding from the Natural History Museum and working with the board, we've been able to find a way to use additional funding that's been derived from increased activities this year at the museum to help fund that. We're gonna kind of flip things around a little bit. The board's gonna be picking up more areas of supplies and general commodities, and the city will pick up the position. So we're kind of doing a swap there, but we'll provide that information to you in your update today. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Unless there's any other items, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.